Is this worm an Easter egg? Psalm 22, verse 6. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised by the people. When the term Easter egg is applied to a movie or other such medium, it does not refer to the hard-boiled and brightly colored eggs that some families hide for their children on Easter. Rather, the term refers to some sort of inside joke or allusion cleverly hidden in a scene. For example, in Raiders of the Lost Ark, the Star Wars robots R2-D2 and C-3PO show up quite clearly, if you're looking for them, as hieroglyphs on a pillar just as Indiana Jones finds the Ark. It's something that most people never notice, but those who find it enjoy it like children finding an Easter egg. Psalm 22 contains what may be just such an Easter egg, although given the content, it would be more of a Lenten egg. There is significant meaning, unknown to most readers, hidden in the use of one particular word. You may already know that Psalm 22 is a messianic psalm. It foretells things about the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. This psalm pictures specifically the sufferings that Jesus would experience on the cross to win our salvation. Throughout the psalm, it is the Messiah who is speaking. It begins with words which Jesus would speak from the cross 1,000 years later. My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Throughout Psalm 22, the sufferings he experienced when he was crucified are expressed. It is in the first part of verse 6, however, that the Easter egg, or at least the allusion unknown to those who do not read Hebrew and who do not know about this specific worm, occurs. There the Messiah says, "But I am a worm and no man." The Hebrew word used here for worm is very significant. It is tola'at. This is not just any old generic worm. That would be the Hebrew word rima. But the word used in Psalm 22 refers specifically to the worm commonly known as the scarlet worm. This worm was used in ancient Israel to make scarlet dye. And forms of the word tola'at are most often translated as scarlet or crimson. However, in Psalm 22, verse 6, it is properly translated as worm. The Easter egg aspect of Jesus' use of this word is striking and derives from the life cycle of the scarlet worm. When one of these worms is about to give birth, she attaches herself to a piece of wood. She then forms a hard protective shell around herself and gives birth to the young larvae inside this shell. During the process, she secretes a crimson gel, which covers everything inside the shell. While inside the shell, usually 3 days, the larvae feed on the body of the mother worm. After emerging from the shell, they retain the red color for the rest of their lives. In the meanwhile, the body of the mother worm turns into a white, waxy substance which falls to the ground like snow. It would be a mistake to assert these comparisons as the express meaning of this passage, or to over-allegorize these points of comparison, as some commentators do. However, at least three facets of the crimson worm's life cycle are certainly striking in terms of the Messiah's choice of the words. I am a scarlet worm and no man. The first is that in order to give life to others, the worm attaches itself to a piece of wood. Even as Christ was nailed to the wooden cross to give spiritual life to us. Second is the sacrificial aspect. For the mother to give life, she must die. So also the Son of God gave us eternal life through his death. Finally, and perhaps most obviously, the red color produced by the worm reminds us of the blood of Christ, by which we are saved from all our sins. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. If Jesus' choice of words in verse 6 of Psalm 22 was indeed an Easter egg, I pray it may be one which gives us increased appreciation for this messianic psalm. This article was written by Craig Owings, a retired teacher and assistant editor of the Lutheran Spokesman.